where would you go to catch a train?
The depot.
Okay. Where would you go to see a movie?
Theater.
Okay. Did they ever call movies by any other name in the old days?
Go to town, see the show.
Did they ever call it a picture show?
Mm-hmm. Picture show.
Now, did they ever have a different term for theater?
Probably, but that's all I remember that we ever used.
Did you ever hear of picture house?
No.
Never heard that.
Okay. We didn't call it that here.
I see. Okay, and if you're going traveling a long way away and didn't have any relatives to stay with, you'd take a room at a...
hotel.
Okay. And I guess that takes pretty good care of that. Now, let's say there are four corners here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going just across the street, but you're going this direction.
Catty corner.
Okay. Any other words you might use for that? Or if someone cuts across a lot, you might say, instead of going, would you say catty corner there too?
Catty corner or cut across.
Have you ever heard of cattywampus? Would you ever use that?
Yeah, that's for something that's not straight.
Okay, so can I get you to say that? You would use that?
Cattywampus.
Okay. How about, have you ever heard another one?
Anti-Gagland?
No, okay. What's that?
It's about the same thing.
I see.
It's what I think about.
Okay, now if I were to fall down in this direction, you'd say I was falling down?
Forward.
And this way?
Backward.
Oh, okay, let's see a couple more of these. And if there was a huge explosion at a building and the pieces went like that, you'd say, how would you explain? The pieces went?
Flying, scattered.
Would you ever say they went every which way?
Yes.
Okay, so can I get you to say that then?
Every which way.
Okay. Now I think we've got just a few minutes for you to tell me what you know of mining, or what you remember your father saying about mining.
And when my father worked in the mine, it was a coal mine, and they used horses to bring the mine cars in and out with the coal. And we lived in the mining camp, which was a lot of houses around that people lived in.
Now, did the company own the camp?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And where did you shop? Where did you buy things?
I imagine they came to, probably bought some in Hudson. There were several big stores there at one time.
There was no company store?
There might have been. I don't remember him ever saying anything about it.
Now, what kind of hours did he have to work?
And I don't remember him saying that either. I think they worked mostly in the daytime, though.
Now, after he quit the mine, what would be his average daily schedule farming?
Daylight to sun to dark.
Uh-huh. And what would he do?
He had to irrigate. There was livestock to take care of. There were plowing to do, seeding to do, and then harvesting and. But the summer times were very busy.
And in the winter time?
In the winter time, there was the livestock to. We always had milk cows. There was the milking to do, the feeding of the livestock, and always the ever-present thing of keeping enough wood cut for cooking and heating. And we did go to the coal mining. It would be a 2-day trip for him to go after coal.
So you mined your own coal for that?
No, he bought it already mined from the mine down there by Hudson.
Probably got a pretty good price on it.
Well, I imagine it'd seem real cheap today.
What about, did he ever go hunting?
Yes, he did, and they went by team and buggy and horses and went up around the Dubois area, and he would plan to have, they would be gone a week, 10 days, when they went on a hunting trip.
And what would they bring back?
Elk. They were always hunting for elk.